Hi, I'm Kelly Gardner of KellyGardner.com, and what a privilege it is for you to be here listening to this audio blog post. I want to talk to you today about the lima bean experiment and as it relates to your life. Well, you know, I was a second grade teacher. I was a primary school teacher for about 14 years, and it's so interesting to me that a lot of things that we do in terms of science, processes that you learn in science, methods that you learn in science really apply to our lives. And so I woke up this morning thinking about my blog post and I thought about the lima bean experiment. And I was like, well, what in the world? And this is what I want to share with you. Every April, every spring, my second graders would plant their lima beans in these little clear plastic cups. And the grade parents or the mothers who bring or fathers who bring in the supplies would bring in potting soil, the clear cups. We had our water, of course, at school. And we had the actual lima beans. And the children would put the soil into the cup, you know, maybe about an inch deep, and then put the lima beans in there, then cover them up with more potting soil. We'd water them, and then they would draw what they saw every other day for 30 days. And let me tell you, by the 30th day, they had this beautiful plant that was growing. And of course, we put the plant in the sunshine because lima beans need 65 degrees, at least 65 degrees of warmth. And so I thought about our lives, because for me, I want to talk about the three components of this planning process that just really relate to our lives, and they are I'm stumbling over my words, our soil, water, and sunlight. And the soil is like where the roots grow, and the soil provide the water for the plant, because by way of the soil, the water gets to the plants, the air, the nutrients, and stability. All of that comes from the soil. And so I want to ask you today, what is the soil in your life? What is that thing by which everything else has to come through? Okay, think about that. And then I want to talk about the water. Water is crucial to life. But if you have too much water as a plant, your roots can't grow. They'll rot and they can't get enough oxygen from the soil. But if you don't have enough water, the nutrients that you need cannot travel through the plant. Think about that. So what is it that's in your life that you need to sustain your life? But if you have too much of it, it can be toxic or critical to you. And if you don't have enough of it, it can be just as toxic and critical as well. Then sunshine. Okay. I mean, to me, this is so deep. You know, green plants get their energy from the sunlight, and they convert that sunlight into energy to make food through photosynthesis. Okay. So what is it in your life that gives you that energy? What is it in your life that is converted into not necessarily natural food, but food for your soul, food for your mind, so that you can be rejuvenated and grow? And so for me, this analogy goes like this, that soil is my spirituality and my relationship with my God, and that the water represents my relationships with people. And some of those relationships can be toxic and detrimental to me. And some of those relationships, and if I don't have enough good relationships, then I can't thrive as a human being, you know, in society. And I can't be happy within myself if I don't have good relationships. And then the sunshine is my health and fitness. The plants, you know, the energy that I get comes from the right foods that I eat. And also, when I say health, I'm talking about mental health. It comes from my personal development, the things that I put into my mind, the things that I watch, the things that I see that help me to grow as a person. So think about the lima bean experiment and yourself. What represents the soil, the water, and the sunlight in your life? Let's keep growing, because anything that's not growing is dying. I'm Kelly Gardner of KellyGardner.com. Thank you for listening. Be blessed.